Thunder Bay, at the head of Lake Superior, presents very bold and beautiful scenery. Fort William and Port Arthur in the vicinity are the headquarters of an important lake traffic energetically prosecuted during the summer. Immense elevators receive millions of bushels of grain to be transferred to steamers and borne down the lakes, the canals, the St. Lawrence, and at last perhaps across the Atlantic to supply the markets of the British Isles. A little over 400 miles westward from Port Arthur stands the young and handsome prairie city, Winnipeg, the capital of Manitoba, and the chief centre of trade for the great Canadian West. In 1871, Fort Garry, the trading post of the Hudson Bay Company, and the humble dwellings of a score of half-breeds occupied the site of this busy and well-governed city of 180,000 inhabitants. Here the Assiniboine and the Red River of the north unite their turbid waters and hasten through the fertile plain to Lake Winnipeg. We are now in the prairie land, seemingly level and boundless as a sea. In summer it is richly clad in verdure, brightened with the greyest wildflowers, In winter it is covered with snow, but not to such depth as to prevent herds of buffaloes and cattle in the ranches from feeding on the frozen grasses. Only in the coldest weather do the herds on the ranches require to be sheltered or fed in barn or storehouse.